Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we are getting closer to the 2019 season, a lot of programs are stepping up. One of the teams that has been on the knocking on that door for a few years, Deerfield Beach, Coach Devin Glenn is kind enough to join us this evening. His Bucks are certainly right in the mix again and have had a really productive offseason. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, appreciate you guys for having me. Always a pleasure.
Well, you're coming down every year, the last couple years at this time, everybody trying to tell you, hey, you got one of the best teams. You got this guy. You got that guy. You kind of know what you have. You've watched this program grow over the last few years. This spring, you changed a lot of things up, added some new faces, as well as some coaching changes as well. Talk about that, because this is a team that's had a lot of success, just haven't been able to go over that final hurdle. You think what you added this year will get you there?
Most definitely. I think this is probably the best team I've had in my five-year tenure. We're very talented. We've made some changes with our staff that have made some really good bright spots. Got some really good young coaches who are in the cutting edge, being the next great South Florida coaches, and we were able to get them in-house, catch them early, and watch them blossom with the program. So, I mean, we're super excited.
You take a look at this program, and I mean, you have from the offensive standpoint of added depth to an offensive line that hasn't been as deep as you would have liked it. That is something that's improved. Your quarterback play, you have DeRon, who has another year under his belt, probably one of the best running games in the country, with an emerging senior who's outstanding and an emerging sophomore who's going to be right after him. You're receiving core. So that's the one thing. Your offense will be able to get into gear. You have the pieces around it. Talk about the offense and how you feel coming into the season.
Definitely. This year, you know, unlike many in my tenure, defense has been where we've been able to hang our hat at for years. But this year, our offense, I mean, we're absolutely loaded. Upperclassmen, underclassmen. I think just now with the success of the program, you know, we've been able to add and acquire. We're a destination spot. I know when the state came out with the transfer rules and all that, some people, I mean, it created the haves and the have-nots. I mean, we've been blessed to be one of the haves. And that's something that we don't apologize for. Hey, we didn't make the rules. We're abiding by the same ones that everybody else is abiding by. But I think the development, our coaching staff does a great job with developing talent, because we don't always get, you know, the Little League superstar.
Yeah.
You know, we get the, you know, so we do a really good job. Like last year, we ran a 3-4 defense. They had six defenders, one signees at D-line. So that's a testament to the staff and, you know, what we do and, you know, the culture we've created. And, you know, it's different at Deerfield Beach.
Coach, why wouldn't you get the top kids from youth? Because I remember back in the day, the Packer Rattlers and Deerfield were a machine. They would send kids unquestionably to Deerfield Beach High School. They had other programs in the area, maybe out west, that would also, you know, kind of feed into Deerfield Beach. Why wouldn't you get the top kids? Who would be getting them? I know St. Thomas gets a few, but why wouldn't you be getting the marquee kids in your area? I mean, you have had a winning program. You've had kids that have gone on to the next level and beyond. You have one of your linebackers who will play a big role at Oregon this coming year. Talk about that.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, I don't know if you guys know, the Deerfield Packer Rattlers shut down for about 3 years.
Yeah, so they started back
up. Program. And what it did was created, you know, now we're getting a lot of kids through our magnet programs from outside of Deerfield Beach. And, you know, when I first took over the job, Deerfield Beach wasn't the destination spot it is now. So we kind of went into our foxhole and we created a culture, a new culture. And, you know, to come out and kind of reintroduce the brand to not only Broward County, but nationally. So
yeah,
that's something that we've been proud of. And, you know, we've done a great job. So, you know, on the north end of Broward County, you know, make no bones about it, we are the program.
If you
want to play big-time football, that's where you're going, Deerfield Beach High School.
I agree. Defensively, watched you during the spring, a lot of playmakers. You took Henningham and from the wide receiver position, put him in the secondary, which is a great move, kid, a big-time player. Talk about that defense, because I know you've prided yourself on that defense. Linebacker-wise, you've sent, three kids to Power 5 schools in the last 3 years, so that's not terrible. And up front, you've had some pretty good kids as well. Talk about the defense coming into the season.
We got, especially up front, within that defensive line and that linebacker core, we're really young, but we're super talented. I mean, guys like Travis Gamage is coming back from a knee injury that he suffered in back-to-back years. Alton Tarver, Big AT, going to be dominant because he's our next All-American. Charlotte Candy, Kervin Shute is doing a great job.
He's a beast.
From a leadership standpoint.
He's a beast.
He's a dude.
So we're young,
but very, very talented. So that's why we play the schedule we play, because we want to get battle tested. So we figure, you know, with the wars we're going to get in early and throughout the season, when it's time to play for the money, we're going to be ready.
You got kind of a crazy schedule again. I mean, this is and there's no weeks off. Talk about the first 4 weeks, which should be very challenging.
We come out, play the number 28 team in the country in Kansas City, the number 3 team in the country in St. John's. Come back and got out a big rival with Ely, which, the rankings don't matter in that one. That's going to be a slug fest. Then we go out to Louisiana and take on Zachary, which will be another top 100 team in America. And St. Thomas, which is a year in, year out, but I think they're 11 in a couple of polls. So, I mean, we'll play anybody anywhere. I think our brand, you know, we've been able to reestablish it, and now nationally, you know, Deerfield Beach, like I always say, has always been a football power. What we had to do was kind of come in and reintroduce ourselves and reemerge as one of the, you know, not only the best teams in the state, but the best teams in the country. And, I mean, you know, just like it says in our Twitter handle, you know, anybody, anywhere.
No, and it should. Coach, before we let you go, talk a little bit about your two running backs and Jalen Knighton, who's going to be a senior and a really, really good one, and the kid Jazzian Patterson, who's only going to be a sophomore. That's got to be the best two running backs in any backfield.
Hey, I'd like to think so. I mean, Jalen is one of those once-in-a-lifetime, you know, talents that you get, and I think he's been a great big brother to Jazzian, kind of showing him the ropes, kind of showing him, if you know, do what I do, both on and off the field. You know, academically, Jazzian is already on pace to be an early graduate, just like Jalen.
Nice.
And Jalen did it just like Brandon Powell. So it's kind of like I said, our culture, especially at that position, there's a high standard to playing that position, especially wearing number 4. If you look at the number 4s, with Jazzian to be wearing, you know, his junior and senior year, you got, you know, Powell, Judy, Jazzian. So We're kind of creating, you know, their own, being able to carve out their own little niche within, you know, the greatness of the program and the history. I mean, guys like Kenyatta Washington.
Yes.
Under Armour All-American. He was number 4 there.
Yes, he was. So, yes, he was. I just put his picture up the other day.
So we try to do a good job of tying in, letting them know, you know, about the history and the lineage of our program, and then also make it important to them to create a new lineage, to create new history, you know, daily when we come in and go about our business. But, I mean, I see Jazzian following right in the footsteps of, you know, the Brandon Powell, the Jalen Knighton. And he's going to earn it. You know, nobody's giving it to him like nobody gave it to Brandon or Jalen. You know, it's a grind.
And you also added a really decent playmaker in Xavier Restrepo, a kid that you talk about being a dude. This is a kid that'll play. He wants to play anywhere on the field to help. Talk a little bit about him.
Man, one of the true baller here in South Florida. I mean, he starts both ways for us. I was joking with he and his parents on Saturday. I was the defense coordinator on Team Rilo, the B team, and we played against Xavier. He was on Team Ridley, Team Calvin, Sly Ridd, and he was torching my DB. So I text X, his mom and dad, said this was officially my last time coaching against Xavier Restrepo.
Good
and
stuff.
I am very happy of that fact.
Good stuff, Coach. I appreciate you joining us this evening. You know, we're always in your corner checking you out, and we'll be there again this year. Best of luck to you. We'll be at some of those big games.
I appreciate you. Love the guy to have you. I know we'll roll out the red carpet for you. Keep doing what you're doing for South Florida. You are the guy.
Thanks,
man.
You're
one of the reasons where coaches like me, we strive to kind of walk in your footsteps in our own little way, man, and give what you've given to this community.
Thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
All right, y'all be safe.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.